Today we salute you, Mr. Likes to Make Change in the Offering Plate Guy.
Mr. Likes to Make Change in the Offering Plate Guy.
Some people can only afford to give change. Others have too much to give. But you ingeniously blend the two. Only have a 20? No problem. Take 10 back.
Oh, it never felt so good to give.
Need some ones for the vending machine outside after church? Reach right in.
Ooh, I'm getting kind of hungry.
It's Sunday, and you're the only bank open in town.
I need to make a deposit.
So hurry up and pass the dish, Mr. Likes to Make Change in the Offering Plate Guy. We'll be waiting.
True man of genius, yes, yeah. So, hey, CQ, you're on cue. All right, so you know, it's fun to laugh at stuff, isn't it? But honestly, it is your time, your talents, and your tithe that keeps the ministries going. And I have to say, on our mission, I believe that Jesus, through the Gospel of Luke, I'm still laughing at that. Anyway, Gospel of Luke is warning us of the temptation to settle for cheap and easy religion instead of a heartfelt faith, to reduce stewardship to what we can spare instead of an initial tithe before we buy for ourselves, to diminish discipleship to what we have time for after we've done what we want to do, instead of improving and using the gifts that God has given to us, to cut worship down to a quick trip to the church instead of participating with your whole mind and body and soul in worship. Jesus, through Luke, is warning us against the desire for a comfortable chair and a powerless faith, folks. As Hallmark said it a few years back, care enough to give your very best. After all, Jesus gave His very best to us. Amen? Matter of fact, He did more than His very best. He gave His all. You see, I'm sure there were down times. I mean, He was human, right? All of us have down times. I'm sure He had bad days. Days where He didn't feel good. And days where He didn't feel like helping people. But remember, He died on the cross. It was His choice, I believe. And He died on the cross for you and for me. You see, God said yes to Jesus' ministry when He was transfigured on that mountain. And when He walked down that mountain, He started His trek to Jerusalem to hang on the cross for you and for me. And I believe it's the costliness of the cross to Christ and to us, not its convenience, that heals the world. I believe it's the value of a cross-centered faith, not small and convenient faith, but a fired up, alive faith, an energetic faith, that heals this world. I believe it's a heartfelt commitment, not a sentimental, lukewarm curiosity that heals this world, but a heartfelt commitment that heals this world. I believe it's the faith and discipleship that is strong enough to take up its cross daily for Christ that heals our world. Amen? These are the kinds of faith discipleship that Jesus needs and we need here in this church community. In the words of Hebrews 12:3, consider Jesus who endured such hostility against Himself from sinners so that we, you and me, us, we may grow, may not grow weary or lose heart. Jesus, through Luke, is adamant about not having a small and convenient discipleship because of His radical commitment of love for us. Jesus calls us to have that same kind of radical commitment of love for other people. You see, His love was faithful to death so that from His empty tomb, He may set our hearts on fire for God. And my question to you today is your heart on fire for God? That was meant to be an easy question. Is your heart on fire for God? Oh, now. Yes. Does that have a question mark on the end of it?